You're driving me crazy.
This one is for everyone who braves bad drivers.
A traffic vigilante.
For drivers with accident forgiveness.
Sure hated to do that, but it's the law of the way.
The small price to pay for safer streets.
You're driving everyone crazy. Now you're driving me crazy.
The backseat driver.
All right, today's You're Driving Me Crazy comes to us from Australia, home of the cute little koala bears.
Oh, I was thinking it was going to be something to do with kangaroos or something.
No.
Huh.
A koala causes 5-car pileup on Australian highway, then gets a ride home.
They love their koalas, yes, in Australia.
It is in Adelaide, Australia. A koala has been rescued after causing a 5-car pileup while trying to cross a 6-lane freeway in southern Australia. Now, the picture they show is the koala sitting in a car, holding onto the steering wheel. He's like sitting on the steering wheel like he's driving. I thought he got in a car, got it started, and was driving across the car pileup. But apparently, no. He was trying to cross a 6-lane highway. However, he ran into a problem. Like many highways, there was a cement median in the middle.
Even deers have problems with that.
Yes, that he could not crawl over. He could not surmount the cement median in the middle.
Yeah.
So he got stuck. Thankfully, some minor injuries, but no one required hospitalization or anything like that. So nobody was badly hurt.
And no koalas were hurt in the
And the koala was unharmed. Koala was unharmed. One of the ladies got out of the car to see what had caused this pileup. You know, 5 cars all mashed up. And there, they see the koala running back and forth on the road. So Nadia Tugwell got her coat, and then a stranger also got out with a blanket, and they were able to capture the koala. She says the koala was absolutely not damaged in any way. It was very active but very calm. So they got the koala, they put it in the trunk of her car, and they drove over to a local gas station where wildlife rescuers met them and took charge of the animal. But in the interim, while they were waiting for the wildlife people to get there, the koala climbed from the trunk. It was an SUV, so it was not really a trunk.
Okay.
It was
in
the back of an SUV.
Okay.
Yeah. I read
that's
that too.
Good.
How did it crawl from the trunk into the...
Usually you throw dead bodies in the trunk when there's accidents.
So, yeah, it's an SUV, so it wasn't really a trunk.
All right,
it
yeah.
was the back. I should probably say they said trunk, but it's the back of the SUV. So he crawled from the back up to the cabin. And she said, it decided to come to the front toward me. So I said, okay, you stay here. I'll get out. It started sitting for a while on the steering wheel as if saying, let's go for a drive. And that's when I started taking photos. She said she learned from past experience how to calm koalas by covering their eyes.
Huh.
She lives near a eucalyptus forest outside Adelaide.
And
so she had to call animal handlers to rescue koalas injured in fights with other koalas. Yeah.
No, I can't imagine koalas fighting.
Fighting, yeah, and bad enough to injure each other. Apparently they're ill-tempered sometimes.
Huh. I assume they move kind of slow, but maybe not.
They're not like sloths.
Yeah, they're not that slow, yeah.
But I don't know.
They sleep all the time, so I guess that's why I assume that. But maybe
yeah, because they use eucalyptus leaves. It doesn't give them a lot of energy. So I'm assuming he's not a track star.
But still not a sloth.
Yeah.
Okay.
They said the leather trimmings of her luxury vehicle were scratched by the animal. But she said the happy ending was well worth the damage. The koala was later released in a forest well away from the freeway. So there you go. Koalas causing 5-car pileups in Australia. All's well that ends well. Nobody seriously injured and the koala was unharmed.
That's good.
That is our You're Driving Me Crazy.
Unlike when deers try to cross the road here, usually they don't make it.
Yeah. You hit a deer, your car's totaled, and the deer is usually not well.